É bom. Jai Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari, Jai Radha. Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jashoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Haribol, 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 Gaur Haribol. Jayam Vishnubhada Paramhansa Rajaka Acharya Swan Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Trivubhada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnubhada Paramhansa Bhakti Siddhanta Sati Goswami Trivubhada Ki Jai. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। गंधरा श्रीमन भागवतम की जय। श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी की जय। निताई गौर हरि प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। Which is written? 48, right? 48. 49. After 50? Hare Krishna. So this morning we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 3, entitled The Birth of Lord Krishna, text number 48, 49 and 50. On the board it is written 48. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। तया हृत्प्रतया सर्ववृत्तिषु देवास्थेषु द्वास्थेषु पौरेषु अपि साई तेषु अथ द्वारः च सर्वः पिहितः दुरत्तया बृहत्कपाटः अयास किल शृङ्खलै तया हृतपत्य सर्ववृत्तिषु द्वास्थेषु पौरेषु अपि सायितेषु अथ द्वारश्च सर्वापि हिता दुरत्तया द्वारश्च सर्वापि हिता दुरत्तया बृहत् कपाटाय सकिल्ल शृङ्खलै तया हृत प्रत्यय सर्ववृत्तिषु द्वास्थेषु पौरेषु अपि सायितेषु तद् द्वारश्च सर्वापि हिता दुरत्तया बृहत् कपाटाय सकील शृङ्खलै तया हृत सर्ववृत्तिषु द्वास्थेषु पौरेषु अपि सायितेषु द्वारश्च सर्वापि हिता दुरत्तया बृहत् कपाटाय बृहत् कपाटाय सकील शृङ्खलै Mataji. मैं क्लास दे रहा हूँ बाद में एक घंटे बाद में मैं क्लास दे रहा हूँ एक घंटे बाद I'll also read the next verse and then we'll go word meaning and translation purport. Ta Krishna Vahe Vasudeva Agate Swayam Vivaryanti Yathatamurabe Babar Saparajanya Upasu Garjitam Seswan Vagadavari Nivaranai Fanai Taya, by the influence of Jog Maya, Hirto Pratyaya, deprived of all sensation. Sarva Vrittisu, having all their senses. Dvasthesu, all the doormen. Pauresu Api, as well as other members of the house. Syaitesu, sleeping very deeply. Atha, when Vasudev tried to take his transcendental son out of the confinement, Dwaraha, as well as the doors, Sarvaha, all, Pihitaha, constructed, Durattaya, very hard and firm. Brihat Kapata, and on great doors. Ayasakila Sinkalai, strongly constructed with iron pins and closed with iron chains. Ta, all of them, Krishna Vahe, bearing Krishna, Vasudeve, when Vasudev, Agate, appeared, Swayam, automatically, Bivartayanta, open wide, yatha, as, tamaha, darkness, ravehe, on the appearance of the sun, vavarsaha, showered rain, prajanyaha, the clouds in the sky, upan sugarjitaha, very mildly resounding and raining very slightly. शेषः अनंतनाग अनवगता अनवगात फॉलोड वारी सावर्स ऑफ रेन निवारयन स्टॉपिंग फणई बाय स्प्रेडिंग हिज हुड्स. ट्रांसलेशन प्रपट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस से भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की दाय. बाय द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ जोग माया ऑल द डोर कीपर फेल फास्ट स्लीप देयर सेंसेज अनेबल टू वर्क एंड द अदर इनहेबिटेंट्स ऑफ द हाउस ऑल्सो फेल डीपली स्लीप. व्हेन द सन राइज द डार्कनेस ऑटोमेटिकली डिसअपियर्स. Similarly, when Vasudev appeared, the closed door, which were strongly pinned with iron and locked with iron chains, opened automatically. Since the clouds in the sky were mildly thundering and showering, Anantanag, an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead followed Vasudev, beginning from the door with a hood expanded to protect Vasudev and the transcendental child. Purport. Sheshnag is an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose business is to serve the Lord with all necessary paraphernalia. When Vasudev was carrying the child, Sheshnag came to serve the Lord and protect him from the mild shower of rain. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Jinimilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो आई थिंक आई विल जस्ट स्पीक ऑन वर्स नंबर 48 एंड 49 एंड टुमारो 50. सो श्रीपाद जी गोस्वामी इन गोपाल चंपू has given vivid description of this pastime. Unfortunately, I could not find that, but I'll try to remember what I have read. So in this particular verse, we see four things. One thing is effect of Jogmaya, which made all the strong doorkeeper go fast to sleep, as well as the residents of Mathura were sleeping. Second thing, so this is Jogmaya effect. Second thing is mentioned here about the arrangement of Kansa in the prison house. What kind of arrangement was there? Including the door, what kind of door were there, and so on and so forth. Third thing is Vasudev carrying the Supreme Personality of Godhead by following the instruction of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and while going, all the demigods were there, and they came with their product. And first product is mentioned here of Indra coming with his product, that's the rain. Indra, you know, provides the rain. He the god of the rain. And then the fourth and last one describes about Balaram performing his seva. So this fourth thing is described here. We will be discussing on the fourth thing. So at Vasudeva was instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to take him to Gokul. Yesterday we read that how he prepared a beautiful basket and he put Krishna in that basket. The word has been used, samadaya, means nicely, you know, comfortable basket with, you know, silk or pure malmal cloth, and he put Krishna there. He put Krishna on his head and now he is walking out following the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is very clean and clear in his intention and instruction which was given to him, that he had go to Nand Gokul. Now Vasudeva has set out to reach his goal. A race thing has been done by the Personality of Godhead, such as through the potency of Yogamaya, such as all the doorkeeper, they fail to sleep. As I mentioned yesterday, these doorkeepers were not ordinary doorkeeper. They were specially arranged doorkeeper. It was the last month of Devaki before the delivery. So prior to last month, means 8th month, till 8th month, they were simple doormen from Mathura. But these doormen were deputed by Jarasandha, a special doorman. Sometime when there is a lot of problem, I don't know here, but in India, when there is so much problem and police cannot handle, that the force comes, army comes to handle the situation. Here also, in America also like that. And police cannot handle, the army had to come to intervene. Okay, but in India it happened. And police cannot help, then army had to come on this situation. So this kind of emergency situation was there. So a special force were there. These doorsmen were not ordinary doormen. Means they could stand, just be standing. Our policemen, they get tired very fast. And they sit down, they start chewing tambaku a little bit. You know, they talk each other, talk on the mobile. But if you see the army guys, they are standing. Whether it is summer or winter or anything, they are standing. There is no chair or anything to sit for them. They are alert. So these people were alert, a special doorman. But even they, by influence of Yogamaya, got affected and they fell to sleep. They were standing alert, but boom, they fell to sleep. This is one thing. Second thing, the description of the doors are given here. I don't know in America if you have seen or not, but in India, old age, the palace, they are huge, the high ceiling, rooms were like this, high ceiling. And doors were also very big. Just like if you go in Juhu, our temple, Radharath Bihari temple, you see the altar door, so huge. So those days the doors were very huge, gigantic. Even today in Rajasthan, some of the palaces, they have this door and they are antique. Those doors, even people, they buy and preserve it as an antique piece. Now that wood is not ordinary wood. Those doors were not made of the iron or steel, but they were made of the teak wood, very strong wood. And here it has been described, Brihat Kapata. The door were Brihat, huge door. Kapata means the door. Brihat Kapata. Kapata is Kila Shinkralai. Kila means nail. And Shrinkhalai means hundreds and thousands. Means to keep the door together, thousands of strong, you know, nails they are paired in that. Just to hold it, you know, the hook to hold this is also very strong. And then the locking system was there, that nobody could see where to open the lock, where the key will go. Such a kind of it was designed that a stranger cannot, even nowadays the stranger can come and make a duplicate key. But in that door, nobody could make duplicate because they don't know where to use the key, where is the place to use the key. It was such a way arranged. Like from outside, it looks like door, but there are way to get there. Now these doors were not, I mean they were not even, they're up and down. The whole step, there were steps were there, up and down. Somewhere down, somewhere up. So only people who know it, they can walk through, otherwise somebody will boom, fall also. That kind of, you know, the situation was there. So it was just not ordinary. The word has been used as durataya. Durataya means very difficult to cross over. Like Krishna says, Daivi he sagunmai mammaya durataya. Durataya. To cross it. Dwarascha sarva pihita durataya. This door were constructed such a way that it is very difficult to pass through. So it's not talking about the door, but the construction of the door and the ground, etc. It was very difficult. And then the door were chained such a way, lock is there, it is chained. So very difficult to open. But, I mean, Sukadeva Goswami used the word durataya next to impossible. Just not possible. But nothing is impossible. Mame vaje prapadante, mayame tam tarantite. Mame vaje prapadante. So Vasudev was fully surrendered to the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we are fully surrendered to the instruction of the Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, Chitete Karyakya, or Na Karya Manyasa, then there cannot be any problem. If there is any problem, that means we are not convinced about the instruction of Srila Prabhupada or our spiritual master. If we are convinced, then that is the instruction of Krishna. Then there is no problem. Jeev Krishna Das, e Vishwas Karli Tu Ardukhanai. There cannot be distress if we follow this instruction that we are servant of Krishna and we start serving Krishna. Have faith. Vasudeva has faith in the instruction of the Lord. When Lord asks him to please take me to Nand Gokul, if we were there on his position, he'll say, my Lord, you are asking me to take, but how will I take? Look at the situation. There are newly appointed guards are there. The doors are huge. It is locked, chained. We'll start thinking that way. But Vasudeva never thought, because he has firm faith in word of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Avasya Rakive Krishna Vishwasa Palan. He has firm faith that Krishna will protect, Krishna will take care. If he is ordering, then I have to do it. So we have to have faith in Srila Prabhupada's word. And if you see the old devotees, I mean, I have seen very closely, I have watched Tamal Krishna Maharaj and those devotees who were very close to Srila Prabhupada, how they had unflinching faith in Srila Prabhupada's word. They followed everything as it is. Not even bit they tried to deviate. And many instances I remember dealing with Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He used to quote about following Srila Prabhupada's instruction. One thing I remember, he was saying that Prabhupada wanted to get that paper signed for this Nair in Bombay Leela. And he tried to use his brain and he blew out. So he said, whenever I have followed Prabhupada, I have got success. And whenever I have tried to use my brain, I have, not been successful. So if you have firm faith in Srila Prabhupada's word, then success is there. Nowadays devotees say, oh, that was for those days, not for today. Prabhupada's words are transcendental. Somebody can say Bhagavad Gita was for 5,000 years ago, not for today. Let us change Bhagavad Gita something new. And that's happening in our society. We should be very careful. Those days we really follow Prabhupada as it is, no at but. Like Vasudev is following as it is and he moving. And all the obstacles is being cleared up by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So, this is one thing happened. Then all the inhabitants of Mathura, they fell to sleep. Keep in mind, it's India. After summer season, rainy season comes. You have been in India. In rainy season, we love sleeping. When it's raining, the rain is no more disturbance, it's music. Right? It makes us sleep very nicely. Even the cloud or thunder, all these things so pleasing. People had no air condition in their house those days. They had no air condition. They used to take charpai or bed outside in baranda, in open. And those days, charpai or the bed was not made of the wood. It was made of the rope. Right? So it can balance your body. Either way. And when it is raining, wow, that's really good to sleep. I remember when we were in Vrindavan, that time, after Mangala Arati, I had to go and get devotee out for the ashram. Because raining and everybody is sleeping very nicely. Because it's good to sleep. Anyway, so Jogmaya was acting and it was rainy season. Here, it talks about what kind of cloud was, Babar Saparajanya Upan Sugarjitaha. Upan means mildly, Garjitaha. Very milding, resounding, and raining very slightly. Just perfect, cooling the weather with music, so they can sleep very nicely. These were all arrangement of Jogmaya. Then, when Vasudev came out of the prison house, the rain is there. But all the, here, Swayam Vivaryan Yatha Tamo Ravi, but as soon as when Vasudev appeared, the closed door, which were strongly painted with iron, that is done. Then the rain was there, and now Balaram ji, he had come in this avatar of Krishna avatar. He came as an elder brother. In Rama avatar, he was the younger brother. Whether younger or older, Balaram is there only to serve. So he was serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramchandra, as Lakshman, as a younger brother. And he had to go through a lot of calamity. For 14 years, he was only standing. He didn't sleep for 14 years watching Lord Ramchandra. And what not he did for Lord Ram. But those 14 years, and they're saying, if you want to be servant of Krishna, then you have to follow the example of Lakshman. Lakshman did not mind, he didn't complain, nothing. But look at Mother Sita. Look at, you know, she was the daughter of a king, Janaka. She was a wife of Lord Ram. She was the Bahu, what do you call Bahu? Daughter-in-law of a king, Janaka. But she had to go through such a tribulation. As soon as she came to Ayodhya, she had to go to forest. Even in forest, she couldn't be protected. She got kidnapped by Ravan. Then she had to go through Agni Pariksha. When she came back in Ayodhya, the big rumor started. Although Lord Ram knew that she is pure, but still as a king, he had to vanish her. And out of everyone, he tells Lakshman to take her. And he told him not to tell why you are taking, because you are pregnant and she really loved the forest. So she had desired many times that she wanted to go to forest. So Lord Ramchandra asked Lakshman to take, because he was busy. And he told not to tell anything till you leave her far away. So from Ayodhya, he took to Lucknow. Now it is called Lucknow. Earlier it was Lakshman Puri. So he went and he left there, and there he told her what has happened and how Lord Ram has vanished her. And on that point, Lakshman could not be Lakshman. Lakshman could tolerate everything, but he could not tolerate this one. And on that point, he made a vow that I will always serve my Lord, life after life, but never as a younger brother. I will come now as an elder brother. So he came as an elder brother, as Balaram. So now it is his service. He came as an elder brother to serve. So here rain is falling. Vasudeva is taking him on his head. So rain is going to fall. So not even, Sripadji Goswami described, not even drop of water touch. So when Vasudeva was coming out, just like a prominent person, say president or prime minister, are coming, then so many people are there out to meet him, to welcome him, to greet him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is coming out, and all the demigods are there to welcome him. The king of rain, Indra, is there to welcome him. Mother Earth, who is one of the wife of Krishna, Bhudevi, she came with her children, bringing children in front of her. Sipaji Goswami described that all the season when Krishna was going, because they were taking, there were flowers on the way, the tree were filled with the fruit. So these are the children of Mother Earth. The wife, see, of course, nowadays wife can go and meet her husband, boom, no time. So you can shake hand and what not. But those days it was not like that. Wife even could not come in front of her husband. I mean, you may say it is too orthodox. Or husband, presence of the parent, cannot touch his own son. It was done in our life, in village, because we were the property of grandfather, grandparents. So wife and husband meeting was like not, you know, known or not very favorable. Anyway, so what wife need to do? Bring the children first. And the husband becomes very happy by children, seeing the children, and then meets the wife. So Mother Earth did same thing, brought all the children. Everybody was there. The fruit, flower, the tree has green leaves. They are product of the earth. They are children. And the Lord was going. And when the rain was, heavy rain was there, then Balramji came as from backside. Now Balram coming has been discussed by many acharya indifferently. Was Balram from backside or from the sky? Which way he was covering? So of course final conclusion has been that from backside. Balram was standing from backside and covering. So of course many argument, counter argument have been given that how Vasudev may become afraid by seeing the snake, you know, on the top, that snake may bite my child. But Vasudev never thought anything. He has no idea that there is raining. He has no idea that snake is behind. He has only one idea, Ekeha Kurunandana. He only was focusing how to get to Nand Gokul, to live there and bring the girl. So when Vasudev was going, as he was going closer to Jogmaya, his examination was deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. More and more hardship started coming. The door open, the watchman slept, these were a small thing. It was raining, that was also small, but later on, heavy rain came. So he started testing one after another. Test started. Then Jamuna, which we'll be hearing tomorrow, that how Jamuna was showing its color when Vasudev went, but didn't affect on Vasudev because he was very focused. So I can say only we must learn one thing from this section, that no matter how much Maya will throw the dirt on us, but we should always be aware that we are here to serve Krishna. If we have this thing in our mind always, that we are here to serve Krishna, then Maya cannot affect us. Otherwise, every time when Maya comes and we start, you know, working out our way, then Maya will grab us. So better we just simply surrender to Krishna, chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Let Krishna do his thing. We should do our thing and Krishna should do his thing. Krishna asks us to surrender to him. That's our thing to do. We surrender to him. And clearing all the obstacle, he said, I will do. So let him do. Why should do his job? Parakarma bhayavah. Better do our duty imperfectly than trying to do somebody else's duty perfectly. It is Krishna's duty to give us shelter, to give us protection. Yoga chema mahamiham. Aham tvam sarpapeho mukcheshyami mascha. Let him do his job. And we do our job of surrendering to him by associating with sadhu, shastra and guru this way. So the great lesson to learn from Vasudev, that how he was one pointed, his aim was very clear. When we join Krishna consciousness moment, our aim is also very clear. But somehow or other, in due course of time, when the Maya starts showing its effect stronger and stronger and stronger, then our conviction starts becoming weaker, weaker, weaker and weaker. But if Maya puts a strong effort to divert us, but if our conviction is strong, if we are always in the association of devotees, taking shelter of Guru and Krishna, then no matter how Maya will be strong, durataya, difficult to overcome, but still Krishna said, Mame vaje prapante maya metam tarandite. Krishna is more powerful. And Maya belongs to Krishna. If we take shelter of Krishna, Krishna will tell Maya, all right, leave this devotee, don't disturb him. Will Maya dare to disturb devotee? No. But we have to attain that favor of Krishna, that Krishna can stand by us and say, hey, Maya Devi, leave me alone. Till we are there, Maya is also servant of Krishna. Maya is not doing anything independently. Maya is doing everything to serve Krishna. Maya does not want any ding-dong or any ordinary to approach to Krishna. She wants first-class people to approach, first-class jiva to approach to Krishna. So she is doing test. She is doing test, so we become first-class. So we, whenever some obstacle comes, some problem comes, we should see this as purificatory, that is for our purification. And that is to, you know, strengthen our faith in Krishna. And then one day we'll have 100% loyalty to Krishna, and that day Maya will garland us. In Bhagavad Gita, in old text, if you see, there is a plate photograph that how a person or a jiva is being tied by three rope and he's trying to walk, walking, 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 and they are pulling down. Right? Have you seen the photo? Three ladies are pulling down, but he's moving, 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 and Maya is there with garland. When you cross this, then Maya put garland to you. Now you have become Maya Jaya. You have conquered over the Maya and surrender to Krishna. So Vasudev has conquered over the Maya. Visuddha Sattvam Tibasudevam. Vasudev is Visuddha Sattvam. He is situated in pure goodness. I mean, look at Vasudev. Can you imagine that, you know, he had to give 6 children to Kamsa to kill? Any father, can he give his children and see in front of him his children are being killed? He had to have conviction. He had firm faith that if I had to let the 6 child die in order to have Krishna as my son, I don't mind. I don't mind. Let them die. So he was firmly situated on truth, on dharma, and therefore he was victorious always. And here also, in this section also, we see how Vasudev is firmly fixed in the instruction of the Lord to take him to Nand Gokul. And all the calamities are coming, but boom, 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 going away. So now this way, from the prison house, Vasudev has come up to the bank of Jamuna, and in between so many things had happened. So now what happened in Jamuna, that we'll be hearing tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any question? or comment?
Prabhu, that regarding that Lakshman, he was very alert. He was known as, that means we can say, he didn't sleep at all. So, he is in Bhagavad Gita, it is termed as
14 saal tak na khaye, na piye, na soye.
So, that's greatness. So, but we can say in Bhagavad Gita, it is Gudhakesa. Similarly, Arjuna also called Gudhakesa. I forgot what was Prabhupada explaining. Can you explain why Arjuna also called Gudhakesa?
Guda means ignorance and Isa means, you know, conqueror. So Arjuna had conquered the ignorance by surrendering to Krishna. Chitaste ham sadhimam tvam prapanna. And in normal sense, Gudak means slumber or sleep, and Isa means controller. So both way Arjuna was fit. If he didn't want to sleep, he could not sleep. If he had to fight night time, he would fight night time also. But here Gudakesa means conqueror of ignorance. Okay, here is the question.
Prabhu, I'm just asking you that in Mumbai, people called Maya Nagari. And we called Sridham Mayapur is Mayapur. So what is the difference, Maya Nagari and Mayapur? Why we are calling Mayapur?
Mumbai is called Maya Nagari because too much Lakshmi is there. And Lakshmi, if it is not used for Krishna, it is only Maya. Therefore, it is called Maya Nagari. Otherwise, Mumbai, the place of Mumba Devi. Mumba Devi is one of the, you know, when, I mean, in this Bhagavatam, second chapter, when he was when the Lord was telling Maya Devi to come here, he said, here, Archasyanti manusya tvam sarvakama vareshwari dhupo upahara balibhi sarvakama avara pradam. By sacrifice of animal, ordinary human being will worship you joyously with various paraphernalia because you are supreme in fulfilling the material desire of everyone. Then he said, Namadheyani kuvanti asthanani cha narabhuvi durgeti bhadrakaliti vijaya vaishnaviti cha kumudha chandrika krishna madhavi kanyaketi cha maya narayani sani sarada ambiketi cha. Lord blessed Mayadevi by saying, in different places on the surface of the earth, people will give you different names such as Durga, Bhadrakali, Vijaya, Vaishnavi, Kumuda, Chandika, Krishna, Madhavi, Kanyaka, Maya, Narayani, Isani, Sarada and Ambika. And when this word Maya comes, Prabhupada, you know, talks here, the name of which Maya Devi is known in different places have been listed by Vallabhacharya as follow. In Varanasi, she is known as Durga. In Amanti, Ujjain, she is known as Bhadrakali. In Urisa, she is known as Vijaya. And in Kollapur, she is known as Vaishnavi or Mahalakshmi. The representative of Mahalakshmi Ambika are present in Mumbai, Bombay. So Mumba Devi there in Bombay, that is this one. The country known as Kamrup, she is known as Chandika. In northern India, Ishradha and Cape Comorin as Kanyaka in Kanyakumari. Thus she is distributed according to various names in various places. So like that, so she is one of the Krishna, you know, Jogmaya's Ansa, who is there in Bombay as Mumba Devi. And Mayapur is a name of Mayapur, so there is nothing to do with that.
Thank you, Prabhu, for the class. I'm coming from a Catholic background, and 8 years ago I joined the movement, but I know the movement since many years ago. And the deeper I've been going through the scriptures, our holy scriptures, I have found a lot of similarities with what happened in the Bible times and here. Of course, this is happening 3,000 years before Christ's birth. And there's a passage in the Bible in which God instructed one of the prophets to kill his son as proof of his faith on him. And indeed, he does take him to the pyre and was ready to kill him until he says, like, no, you've done enough. You prove me your faith on me. And here I found kind of like the same thing. Vasudev and Devaki gave their kids as proof of their love for Krishna. They know Krishna is going to be soon on earth. Therefore, 6 kids before, it's nothing compared to what is coming. And I loved it.
Yes. Test had to be there. The Lord tested his devotees. They were test for Vasudeva.
This is a test. Yes. It's a very strong test. I'm a father. I wouldn't kill one of my kids. But if Krishna tells me, well, where's the gun? No?
Yes. All right. Your question?
I had the same question that if why didn't he save his mother the misery of because she would have had to go through so much pain in life that she had her children were being killed, so isn't he like supposed to, because they had prayed to Krishna to appear to save them and to so that they could enjoy him, but not like go through so much misery.
Vasudev had two dharma to follow. One was his pitri dharma, the dharma of being father. And other was the word he has given to Kansa. He gave a word to Kansa that, you know, you are worried about 8th child, whatever children you born, I'll give to you. You do whatever you want. So when he was taking the first child, it's not easy. He could have saved his first child, right? But that relationship between child and him is bodily relationship, father and son, the bodily relationship. But he will be breaking his word, the promise that he had given to Kansa. And that giving the promise is Satyam Paramadhimahi, that is the truth. The truth has a relation with Krishna. The son has a relation with the father, that is material, bodily, which is not permanent. But the giving the word has a relation with Krishna, who is eternal. So Vasudeva has choice to make whether he followed the eternal dharma, Sanatana dharma, or he followed the dharma of his father, which is temporary. So Vasudeva is a devotee. So he chose to follow the Sanatana dharma, therefore he gave all the children. Although there was a lot of pain was there, but he was ready to take the pain. Because he wanted to follow Sanatana dharma. So same way in our Krishna consciousness, there will be a lot of problem. But we should be ready to face the problem in order to be Krishna conscious. Material world is not so easy. Therefore, why Krishna said, Mam maya durataya, it is very difficult. But if you surrender to him, then you can cross over. It's clear? All right, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Grandhra Srinam Bhagavatam ki jaya.
Anybody has a Gopal Champu part 1? I want to see the reference. Have you got Gopal Champu? You have Gopal Champu?